And welcome to this week's edition of An Organic Conversation, a show about food, ecology, stories from the land, recipes, nature, sustainability, interconnectedness, relationships, and life itself. We're your hosts, Helge Hellberg,
Mark Mulcahy,
and Sita Rani Palomar.
Why is that so fun to say that?
Well, perhaps we should be calling you Stuffy today.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a little under the weather. But aren't we all under the weather?
Well, right
under
now,
some
yeah.
kind of weather.
We always
anyway,
are.
No, it's just fun. That intro reminds me. It's really everything that matters, at least to me. Food, ecology, stories from the land, recipes, nature, sustainability, life itself. Wow. And we get to cover it. We're your host, Helge Hellberg.
Mark Mulcahy.
And Sita Rani Palomar.
In case you didn't hear us 3 seconds ago.
Our show today is about health and convenience delivered, a totally new spin on organic grocery deliveries for your home and office as a sign of the times that organic foods and the desire for a healthy lifestyle are making their way into every part of society in wonderful new forms, from juicing to baby boxes. We're talking about cutting-edge organic health and convenience delivered.
When I lived in New York, this was what everybody did, just about. They had their groceries delivered to their home because nobody, pretty much nobody in New York has a car. It's a fortune to have a car, and the traffic is terrible.
You're
so you don't own a car.
So cutting edge.
New York is very cutting edge, but yes, the Bay Area is very cutting edge. Anyway, my point is that you couldn't really carry all of your groceries home or yes. get them on the subway, so you actually would have a grocery delivery service.
Oh, that's so true, actually. In New York, I've never seen somebody with a grocery bag in the subway. I don't remember
very rarely
seeing groceries in that sense.
What about those little rolly carts?
Yeah,
there
maybe.
Are those. Yes, some people do buy those, and I think that they're very convenient. But sometimes you're walking more than 10 blocks, and there's a lot of traffic. And so anyway, I loved that convenience of having it delivered to my doorstep. And then I moved to this town, San Francisco, where it is a bit easier to be mobile in a car, and I don't do it anymore. But I do kind of miss that element of, like, saving time, shopping online, and then everybody loves when something lands on their doorstep, right? Whether it's a care package or your groceries, it's something to look forward to. And it's like, boom, a little gift on mm-hmm. your front door. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, for me, the world of home delivery as a child in Germany was like a little truck with frozen items. Every Thursday at 10 o'clock, my mom would walk out. You would hear the bell. It's not the ice cream truck. It's the frozen food truck. And you would get your 3 pizzas and, you know, 2 frozen lasagnas or whatever. I don't even remember what it was. Actually, even vegetables, but all frozen. That was pretty much the capacity of what home delivery constituted back then. And it's amazing to hear what it has become, as we will learn in this hour. And honestly, if I look at how much time I spent going to the grocery store, even for just 4 items, and then I forgot something and I need to go back the next day or that afternoon for 1 more item. And so between driving and time and standing in line, and whenever I fast for a few days every year, I realize, oh my God, I don't even know what to do with all my time.
Right.
That much is, you know, goes into driving, planning, shopping, going back, putting the groceries away, cooking, and that's, you know, a different topic, the cooking part. But yeah, interesting, wonderful. And Mark, you work in a grocery or with grocery stores all around the country. I guess you are not a fan of home deliveries, or are you?
I was just fascinated on all that time that you had when you fast.
Yeah,
that's where I was. I was just thinking about God. What, you know, he should just really sit down and look at what he does with his time.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe make a list when he goes to the store. But so I love any way that people are going to eat more produce. I love any way that people are going to eat more healthily. It, for me, it's kind of a foreign concept to have someone pick out my food. And because I just want to touch everything when I'm in the store. And
I've noticed, yes.
I've gotten thrown out a couple of times. No. And yet, with the way things have changed with delivery services and the freshness and how they're And all the things that they're doing with the different boxes and stuff now is really, it intrigues me for this, you know, to have to talk about this subject.
Well, I think that's a really interesting point that you bring up about wanting to pick out your own produce, because that is, my understanding, the biggest barrier to entry in having people have their groceries delivered. So there are some really clever ways to get
around. Not anymore. Cutting Edge Organic, health and convenience delivered this week on An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
Mark, you picked a news item.
I did pick a news item. Yesterday I was reading the paper, and really interesting is the first thing that caught my eye. I'm reading my Sunday morning paper, and what's happening around the United States, North Carolina, a lot of sunny states, is there's a new crop that the farmers are putting in, and it has nothing to do with plants. It's solar panels. And the interesting thing about that is the four major farming counties in California have over 220 projects set aside to put solar panels in the San Joaquin Valley. Well, the interesting thing about that is most of those solar panels are flat and cover a lot of land. Oh, great. This is going to give us more solar energy. And then at the same time, I was going,
Ag land, gone.
Oh, wait
not
a second.
Great.
Yeah, not great. So anyway, I thought it'd be an interesting thing to bring up.
Helge, you've had some experience with this on farms, actually, that use solar.
Yeah, I know several farms that are off the grid that use solar and alternative energies. I think these projects are much bigger, and they actually take up farmland to cover the ground they need to in order to install those solar panels. And it is, you know, it's a complex question, as it is a complex world. Yes, we're all for solar energy, and if it takes up farmland that would otherwise be used for food production, I'm not sure if that's the ultimate trade. So I would need to learn more about how those are built, where those are built on the farm. I do know that agriculture at large uses about a third of all energy of all fossil fuels in the production of food and the distribution of food. One third of all energy goes to the bigger world of food production. And so if these solar projects can make agriculture more self-sustainable, I think that's a fantastic step in the right direction, but we'll stay on it. Great topic, Mark. I think, yes.
Well, we have a finite amount of land on this planet,
true,
and we need to find a way for all of these things to coexist. And when you have these renewable energy initiatives or renewable initiatives of any kind, and I think that organic agriculture is certainly a renewable initiative, we have to find a way to really coexist.
Yeah, it's not just black or white. It's not, you know, it's just like this is right and this is wrong. Yeah, absolutely.
Never ever.
I really do think that this is a great idea. I just would like to see how it's implemented and see how we could, you know, honor both things.
Yeah.
Because I think there's something there.
Yes, we'll stay on that topic. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And today we are talking about Cutting Edge Organic, health and convenience delivered. That and more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter Van Stolk, and I'm the CEO of Spud.com. We deliver 100% Earl's organic produce and high-quality grocery items to homes and offices throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. Visit Spud.com for delivery days in your area and enjoy the convenience of having your groceries delivered to your doorstep while saving time, money, and gas. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go Spud today. Our website is Spud.com. That's SPUD.com.
Are you a chef, have a catering business, or planning a party, or simply just love organic produce? If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, walk right in to Earl's Organic Produce. Anyone can buy directly from us at wholesale prices. You don't have to be a natural food store to enjoy the freshest and most delicious organic produce. We are located on the San Francisco Produce Market at 2101 Gerald Avenue. We look forward to seeing you.
Walk-in hours are Monday through Friday throughout the night from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Minimum purchase is one box or flat, cash or checks only. For more information, visit earlsorganic.com.
Fry Vineyards is America's first organic winery, family-owned and operated since 1980. Dedicated to the highest levels of organic and biodynamic farming, Fry never adds synthetic sulfites or other preservatives to their wines. Fry organic and biodynamic wines include delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Fry Vineyards Mendocino County award-winning wines without added sulfites. Available at grocery stores and online at frywine.com. That's FREYWINE.com.
I'm out feeling to prove myself.
Yes, feeling all right. And we're back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
From organic baby boxes to all organic juice boxes, the world of convenience and home or office deliveries is transforming. Our topic today is cutting edge organic health and convenience delivered with a tried and true expert in this field. But before we dive into the topic, as always, we are starting off the show with our weekly tip from the world of health and beauty. Beauty, beauty, beauty. He is our chef Sita and her holistic bite.
Thank you, Helga. Yes, the holistic bite is my look at health in a beautiful way and often in a delicious way. And this week, I've been looking at two very specific ingredients that pop up everywhere I turn, and that's apples and butternut squash. If you are living somewhere other than California, which has a lot of local produce, fortunately, you may be experiencing a deja vu in your CSA box or your farmer's market. I know that there isn't quite as much variety in other places around the country. And my recollection of living in New York was that this time of year, there is a lot of kale and apples and onions and butternut squash. So I wanted to share with our listeners a couple of savory variations on some of those ingredients. You have to learn how to get creative this time of year. And the first one is a braised apple and onion with butternut squash. And the braising technique is very simple and it imparts a lot of flavor because it's a combination of a couple things. The first thing you do is you take your ingredients, in this case, onion, butternut squash, and apple, and you put it in a little bit of hot oil, olive oil, butter, whatever you want your fat to be, right? You start by browning those vegetables. And once they get a little bit of color on them, you can add vegetable stock and then not a lot. You don't want to cover the vegetables entirely, but you add just enough to kind of get the steam going and it simmers and gets the vegetables super tender, but it mixes with the olive oil and it makes this really delicious, rich stock as the flavors come out. You can even add a bouquet garni when you put the stock in. And a bouquet garni is a muslin bag that you fill with aromatic herbs and spices, and you tie it at the top so they don't come loose while you cook. And that could include warming spices like cinnamon and clove and cumin and coriander. And Mark is saying, parsley, parsley, parsley. But it gives a lot of flavor. It's tender, it's delicious, and it's got this rich rootedness because of the cooking method. And another way that you can enjoy apples and butternut squash this time of year is a curried squash stew with green apple. And this is one of the simplest soups that I make. More of a soup than a stew, pardon me. Curried squash soup with green apple. And it combines onion, apple, and butternut squash with a generous amount of curry powder. And curry powder is another thing that you can make your own. You can buy pre-made curry powders, but it's basically a mixture of a handful of things. I like to make mine with garam masala, turmeric, and saffron. And then you simmer all of these ingredients together until they're super tender, puree it until it's silky smooth, and the squash gives it a really nice sweetness and a velvety texture and body. And then the green apple provides this nice tartness that balances the sweet and the spice. So those are a couple of my favorite ways to combine some of these very seasonal ingredients that you may be seeing everywhere. And now is a time when your creativity in the kitchen is going to be the most encouraged. So use your winter seasonal items, Iron Chef style, and let us know what you make. That's this week's Holistic Bite.
Holy schmoly, I would say. Super tender, silky, smooth, Orpé Garnier. What was that bag?
the Bouquet Garni.
Bouquet Garni. That is amazing. Mark and I were nodding, having only understood half of what you were saying. But we will put all that up on Facebook, of course. That's facebook.com/... an organic conversation. Look out for Chef Sita's recipes. That's amazing. And this is kind of the transition time. We had a show with Earl Herrick from Earl's Organic Produce and Mark telling us what's in season right now. And yes, butternut squash, apples, Mark.
Well, they're both very much a part of what you're seeing in the produce market.
Year-round, really, right?
Yeah, year-round, because they pretty much are growing them in a different region all the time. But apples and butternut squash, most of them were picked in the fall. They're a storage crop now, but they're everywhere. No matter where I go in the United States, they've got those two things. You can get onions, apples, and butternut squash. And you can get that bouquet garni. Isn't that a French soccer player that you used to play with?
Right, yeah. Who plays now for Real Madrid or something. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yes. That's wonderful. Again, facebook.com/inorganic conversation to follow Sita, Chef Sita, a.k.a. Sita Rani Palomar, and her holistic bite. And speaking of ingredients, as always, the holistic bite is brought to you by the natural beauty company Ecobella. Ecobello offers a wonderful line of body care products and intelligent cosmetics, always gluten-free, cruelty-free, and preservative-free. I'm talking about ingredients that may surprise you.
Well, they are using really great plant-based ingredients. They're finding creative ways to harness the power of the lycopene in the tomatoes and the beta-carotene in the carrots to give your skin added health and glow.
Yes, the best products, ecobella.com. That's ECCOBELLA.com. Check it out. Let us know what you think. And there's a special now.
Yes, they offer free shipping to an Organic Conversation listeners. So make sure you type in AOC as your promo code at the end and enjoy something beautiful on us.
AOC for an Organic Conversation and, free shipping. Ecobella.com. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
Last week, we had a great show on the food industry, the consolidation of businesses, and that 50% of the food in this country is sold by only 4 or 5 companies. And of course, the consequences this constellation brings for the marketplace, for the farmer, and for us as the consumer or co-creator of this food system and this society. This week, we are shifting gears and we're talking about your home. Actually, even more than that, cutting-edge organic, health and convenience delivered. The world of home deliveries has evolved from the frozen food truck that I was describing to now organic baby boxes and all-organic juice boxes delivered right with the juicer. And it is no longer home delivery only, as organic deliveries are being brought wherever you may be. Home, office, maybe even your hotel room. We'll find out. With us now is Peter Van Stalk, the CEO of SPUD, which stands for Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery. And even though SPUD covers the West Coast of the United States and Canada, Peter is joining us today from Florida, I believe Orlando. Peter, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you all for having me. It's a great privilege.
Yes, great to have you. You are really the voice of that world, the insider, the tried and true expert in the world of home delivery. You are the CEO of SPUD, Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery. That's SPUD.com. Why home delivery? Why were you attracted to this kind of business?
Well, we live in a society that is everly busy. You know, everybody's so busy, and we got into this place where we are eating on the run and everything's on the run, but we're not really taking care of ourselves with our busy, busy environment. So SPUD allows us healthy convenience. It allows us to bring that time that we want to spend with our families or preparing a meal versus trying to fight parking lots and fight everything to get the food that you need. And SPUD delivers you the food that you need directly to your home or your office.
I love that you said that, Peter. Even just this morning, I was saying to my co-host, you know, I run out the door. I didn't get a chance to go grocery shopping. I'm eating another pastry for breakfast, which is totally not
flour.
The way that I want to eat. And you're right. It's because we're busy and we're on the run and we need to find sustainable solutions to live our organic lifestyle.
And And the home delivery world, as I described, has drastically evolved. It has been around for many, many years. I think, Mark, you remember the early home delivery attempts, from the frozen food truck to...
Well, there used to be back, 10, 15 years ago, there was a big surge in home delivery. I mean, besides farm CSA deliveries and things like that, but... there was a really big surge in New York and here in the San Francisco Bay Area and LA and things like that. And a lot of them didn't work. I mean, people didn't quite know how to use them. You know, they didn't quite have the model down. And I think that's what's really changing.
And the quality, right? I mean, I don't want to get, a few produce items if I if I don't know that those are the best that could be brought. But yes.
You both are correct on that. It's just that I think what's changed is when, you know, when they first launched, and Mark, you're talking about Home Grocer and WebVan, that was this huge thing in San Francisco, and there's lots of money against it. The consumer wasn't ready. You know, when they launched back in 1999, 2000, people weren't ready to, you know, give their credit cards over to the internet. We weren't sort of comfortable with, you know, paying for things. The PayPal wasn't what it is today. So it's almost like they were too early. A great idea, but too early. And they were targeting the wrong consumer. And unfortunately, at that time, women make up the predominantly grocery shoppers in North America. And they were targeting sort of the male who was the first early adopter online. And I think as people are more and more comfortable with shopping online, and now everybody's comfortable with shopping online, online shopping is just going to explode. And that's where I'm really excited about Spud and the involvement we have to bring healthy food and organic food to our customers.
Well, you've really hit it, because you're right. I really do remember 10 plus years ago when people used to go to the video store to rent a video. And now we just download it on our televisions and our computers. So we have evolved to this place where we are bringing our lifestyle to us. And you guys have really been very cutting edge and driving this organic lifestyle in a convenient way. And talking about cutting edge, you guys offer much more than just organic produce delivery. You're actually creating specialty boxes that allow people to live the organic lifestyle they want. For example, you guys have a juicing box right now. You have a handful of different specially crafted ingredients depending on what you're targeting, what your health focus is. And you guys didn't offer that a year ago. So what is it about this time now that makes organic juicing boxes so attractive?
Well, I think first and foremost is that juicing is such an easy way for people to get the nutrients that they need. And, you know, the conversation about calories and nutrients, and we live in a society that is so calorie-focused but not nutrient-focused. You know, we all look at the back of the labels and say, oh, wow, this had 130 calories in it, and we compare that to 130 calories to something else, but those calories aren't the same. So when you look at 130 calories, say, from a Coca-Cola versus 130 calories from a glass of fresh juice, they can't be compared. They're not comparable. And that's what people are starting to get. They're getting that the calories, it's more than just calories. It's the nutrients. And juice provides the nutrients that our bodies are craving. And it is absorbed into our system easily. So our body is like, yeah, this is amazing. Give me some more juice. It's awesome. And that's what's going on. So I think that people are really excited about juicing, and they're excited about having the fresh organic vegetables. And it's just a great way to get the vegetables that you need. You know, we need to eat more fruits and vegetables. That's a no-brainer. And juicing gives us that.
That's Peter Van Stalk, the CEO of Spud, Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery, spud.com, offering organic grocery items and even juicing boxes now, all organic juicing boxes with all local produce here in the San Francisco Bay Area, where an organic conversation is produced, using and working with Earl Herrick from Earl's Organic Produce entirely and solely. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
This week's topic is cutting-edge organic health and convenience delivered. And Peter, what you are saying is that nowadays the form of business has to meet, and Sita, you touched on that too, has to meet our lifestyle. And I know, at least here for the San Francisco Bay Area, you can find some juice stores at this point, maybe even on the coasts of this country. It's hard to find healthy, fresh vegetable juices wherever you go, and they are pretty costly.
They are, actually. It's interesting because this juicing trend is so popular right now. You can find a juice bar on just about every corner. I was reading recently, I think it was on mindbodygreen.com, where they said this year, 2013, we expect to see the $20 gourmet juice, because fresh juices are really expensive. You can spend easily $15 for a fresh organic juice. And the thing that I like about having an organic juice box delivered at home is, one, it takes the guesswork out of what needs to go into my juice, and two, it is way more affordable than going to a juice bar.
So what Spud offers now, just to talk about that specific offer right now, is you're actually have taken on this the wave or the awareness of fresh juices, and you're offering a specifically designed produce box, which was actually designed by one of the leading authorities in the field of holistic nutrition, Dr. Michael Murray. Can you tell me how that came about?
Sure. Well, first of all, we realize that juicing is an important part of our diet, just the way to get more fruits and vegetables in our diet quickly. But what we realize is it can be difficult. What juicer do you use? Do you use a slow juicer? Do you use a fast juicer? Do you do the? So what we've done is we've gone and we've talked to the juice manufacturers. So on our site, we sell the slow juicer, which is a slow juicing process. It's called a Huron juicer, and it's like it sort of presses the fruits and vegetables. And then we have the fast juicer, which is really the guy's juice. You drop the whole apple in there and it just evaporates.
The guy juicer.
Yeah.
It is sort of like, so you just throw the whole apple in there and it just like the whole thing and just drop it in there because it's organic. Just wash them first, you know, but it is, and you drop it in bed. So what we've done is we've created it, made it really simple for people to get their juice. So not only can they get a juice box, they can get a juicer from us. And really for the month of February, we have the juice program where we're offering the juicers a juice box and we have a great deal on it. It's spectacular. But what happens is that you can actually get the juicer, and then you can get the produce that you need to juice every week. And so it becomes like, hey, this isn't complicated. This is easy. I get it. You mean you give me a juicer, I got it, and you're bringing the juice boxes. And then to have a juice box that's relevant and important, we went to Dr. Michael Murray, who wrote a book about juicing 10 years ago, and he's predominant in the naturopath world, and he said, hey, mix these fruits with these vegetables, and you know, you should do this or do that, and it allows the people to feel comfortable. And then when they go onto our website, they can see juice recipes, and the nice thing about juicing is people can experiment. You know, some people like more ginger or less ginger, or some people like more apples or less apples, you know. And I'm sure of the three of you, you all have a preference on what's your favorite juice, and that's the nice thing about juicing.
Well, and we actually have a juicing box in the studio with us, so we will dive in and take a look at some of these ingredients.
Yes, and we will do that actually right after the break. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And with us today, calling in from Orlando, Florida, is Peter Van Stalk, the CEO of Spud.com. Spud, just like the potato. Spud.com, talking about cutting-edge organic health and convenience delivered. Stay tuned for more.
At Testa Epicurus Guild, we provide tea and coffee from the regions of the world known to produce the finest of their kind. Always certified organic and fair trade, we stand for exceptional taste and highest quality. Every cup of our tea and coffee is connected to the soil and the people working the land. We have searched the world for the best ingredients and invite you to enjoy Testa tea and coffee. Find Desta at your natural food store or online at Desta.com. That is DESTA.com.
Are you interested in making healthy food your profession? Bowman College is a leader in the field of holistic nutrition and culinary arts. Their professional training programs prepare individuals for successful careers as nutrition consultants and natural chefs. Study at one of four locations in California and Colorado, or learn from home in a self-paced mentor distance learning program. Find out more about their classes on holistic nutrition and culinary arts at BowmanCollege.org. That's B-A-U-M-A-N College.org.
If you're looking for a green, full-service website and internet technology agency for your business that is affordable and can grow with your company, then visit Percepticon.com. Featuring an award-winning energy-efficient data center, Percepticon provides clients with forward-thinking consulting, strategy, technology, website design, high-performance internet hosting, e-commerce solutions, and mobile apps to meet all your internet needs. Call Percepticon today for all your web and technology needs at 925-937-9000 or visit them at Percepticon.com.
And now you are here.
And And we are back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
Our guest today, Peter Van Stalk, the CEO of Spud. That's spud.com, sustainable produce urban delivery. On our topic this week, cutting edge organic, health and convenience delivered. The world of home deliveries has truly evolved from the frozen food truck to now organic baby boxes and all organic juice boxes delivered right with the juicer as offered right now through spud.com, for example. And Mark, you have been on the juicing regimen for, you have embraced juicing for a few weeks now.
Well, it's just, yeah, it's for me, the middle of the day to drink a juice, and especially, I don't have trouble getting enough fruits and vegetables, just obviously being a produce person.
Clearly.
But I love juice, and to grab some ginger and grab some greens and grab a little beet and carrot and maybe apple if I'm feeling like it, and maybe some garlic, celery, throw it in the juicer and have that for lunch is just like one of my favorite things.
So we had Spud deliver a box, a juicing box. And it's not just juicing boxes, Peter. You offer detox boxes with certain vegetables that address more the detoxification of the body. You offer beauty boxes that are really good for skin health. Of course, both are related, but quite a little bit different picks. Michael Murray, well-known holistic nutritionist, put recipes together of what a box should look like. Yes?
Yeah. And so really, the thing that we're trying to get across is that people that have fun with juicing. It's a simple thing, and that's what's so wonderful about your show, is you're talking about what is so relevant in today's environment. And, when I was listening to the Department of Health speak about what's the number one thing they can do in England to improve health, well, besides quitting smoking, is eating more fruits and vegetables. So what's a better way to eat more fruits and vegetables than drink them quickly and in an efficient and a way for your body to absorb it? And I think that's what everyone sort of understood or should know, that when you drink juices, it's easy for your body to absorb the nutrients from those juices, because all the liquid that you're getting is actual juice. There's no water in the product. It's actually the juice from the fruits and the vegetables. So it's easy for your body to absorb it, and so you absorb it quicker, and that's what's really helpful.
And actually, really important thing to note here, because I get this question a lot from people who really have not understood exactly what the process of juicing is. Putting fruits and vegetables in a blender and making it liquid and drinking it is not juicing. Juicing actually requires you to separate the fiber of the plant from the liquid of the plant. When you separate the fiber, exactly what Peter is saying, the nutrients are most quickly absorbed by the body, and that's where you get that jolt of energy, that like hyper happy glow of juicing. That comes from, you have to separate the fiber.
But isn't fiber really important too?
Fiber is really important for sure. I think that this is a really great place for us to look at the work that Dr. Michael Murray has done. And he is actually a naturopath. He's a naturopath. I learned about Dr. Michael Murray when I first got into the world of holistic nutrition with Bowman College. In fact, my colleagues and I used to joke about going to sleep with his holistic nutrition Bible, which is called the Encyclopedia of Whole Foods. Like, we used to read it before we go to bed. And as Peter said, he has this great book on juicing. So you can actually understand when is the right time for you to juice, what ingredients you want to juice, how often to drink it.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's like anything else. You find the regimen that works for you. Like Mark said, he enjoys juice in the afternoon. I enjoy juice in the morning. People have different places that they like it.
Mark, can you go through the box here right now featured? We're in February. What would we find? This is a Spud box.
It's a detox box. And actually everything...
It's a detox box.
Yeah, everything made sense, because it had the parsley, it has the celery, it has the carrots, it has lemons, it has ginger. All that stuff and all things that I like to use. The one thing in this box that was curious for me was that it had fennel, and I've never juiced fennel.
And I went.
You're gonna have fun with that one. Parties happening.
Yeah, fennel and cucumber are so good for you.
And fennel's readily available right now. So
and you don't eat it. Fennel is actually a perfect example. Nobody eats fennel on a daily basis or twice a week. It's this heart bulb. You don't really know what to do with it. You're eating it now. That's great. But really, so if that's a way of getting fennel into your diet, that's wonderful. Yes, or using the fennel stalk as decoration
right
now.
We're having fun, crazy.
But you know, I just want to make one point on the when you juice, you're left with a pulp. And what a lot of our customers are doing, they're taking that pulp that's left and putting it into sip stocks.
Yeah.
Because it's still to get the fiber, and it's this really nice thing. It's obviously a great compost if you're growing your own vegetables or you're using it in your garden. But it's also a great soup stock, and you can use it for baking and you put it in there. Because as everyone knows, there is some fiber to it. But the point being is that you don't have to just throw it away. You can freeze it and use it in soup stocks when you want. So there's a lot of really cool things that are going on with this. And the most important thing is that when you go down the streets in San Francisco and you see a glass of juice for $15, it's crazy.
Yes.
You know, here you have organic produce, and you can make a juice that you love, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to go on to take out a third mortgage on your house to do it. Okay.
And I love that to use the leftovers, there's nothing you can't use, and whatever you don't use for the juicing, you make soup stock. I think, Sita, that's a tip you have for us every week in one form or another. You can freeze it. You don't have to use it fresh. That's just brilliant.
Yes. Well, and you guys really are doing so many cutting edge things in this world of organic. You're delivering in the Los Angeles area, in San Francisco Bay Area, which includes Berkeley and San Jose. You've got a handful of locations up in British Columbia and Seattle. So you guys are bringing organic produce and organic grocery items, and you're making these customized boxes that go beyond juicing boxes. You guys have baby boxes now, organic baby boxes. I love this attention to the family lifestyle, which is becoming such an important part of our culture. I mean, we have our offices at Next Space, which is a co-working location, and they're in the process of building a co-working and childcare office space.
Specifically designed for young women who have a child and who still want to work.
Yeah, entrepreneurs.
All that is possible.
And so you guys have something similar where you are actually delivering organic baby items. Can you tell us what is the scope of that? What was the inspiration for that?
Sure. Well, I think it really comes down to healthy convenience. And, you know, my vision and our company's vision is that we remove that unhappy or the unpleasant shopping experience. And everyone has that weekly unpleasant. And we know that we really are looking forward to our customers going to the farmers markets on the weekend. You know, that's okay. They should. And where there's a dancing clown and everybody's happy, that's a great experience. And you smell the fresh produce, that's an amazing experience, and we embrace it. We're very proud of it. But what we're trying to get away is that sort of that experience that's not so much fun. And so when we start to think about what was not fun, if you're a new mother with a 1 year old or 6 months old or 5 year or 2 year old, taking them to the grocery store is not a pleasant experience. If you talk to them, they don't like it. It's like you have kids running around. This is not. You have to pack them up. So how can we create an experience that is fun? That doesn't have to be that way. So we look at healthy experiences where we can create opportunities for people to, you know, shop what they want and then do things that maybe go to a yoga class or maybe spend really quality time reading a story to their kid instead of 90 minutes, you know. And that's the thing that we forget. It takes the average North American 90 minutes to do a weekday shopping. We have better things to deal with for 90 minutes when we're working really hard and things are, and we don't value our time. And so I think that what Spud is really trying to do is take that 90 minutes and give it back to you.
And what I
do something great with it.
What I loved, Peter, what you were saying before we started the show, you were saying that every single time the Spud trucks actually leaves the dock, it takes the equivalent of 100 cars off the road. Is that the number I'm getting
exactly
right? We're talking convenience, we're talking health, we're talking family, and we're talking environment all covered. That's Peter van Stalk kind of reinventing home delivery and making it much more applicable to this new lifestyle of health and well-being and time well spent. Peter Van Stalk is the CEO of Spud. That's spud.com, sustainable produce urban delivery, joining us today as we're discussing cutting-edge organic health and convenience delivered. Thank you, Peter. Thanks for what you do. And yeah, we are excited to juice and to see what Spud will come up with in the next few months.
I'm looking forward to sharing with what we're coming up, and thank you all for doing what you guys do. You guys do a great job, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, our pleasure. Thank you. Again, that's Peter Van Stalk, CEO of Spud, spud.com. And speaking of juicing and speaking of produce, Mark, we have your segment coming up. What's in season? Will that be about juicing, maybe?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I was just going through this juice box, and I just found 90 minutes. So we've got a lot more time to talk about this.
We're good. We're so good. Yeah. Great. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Ronnie Palomar.
Coming up is What's in Season with Mark Mulcahy and Earl Herrick. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back.
Produce is ever-changing. Seasons coming and going. At Earl's Organic, we have been sourcing solely organic produce for over 20 years. Since 1988, Earl's Organic Produce has been establishing strong relationships with growers and developing a deep understanding of the seasons, so you can offer the most delicious organic produce to your customers, staff, and clients year-round. For organic produce, visit Earl's Organic Produce at earlsorganic.com. That's earlsorganic.com.
Spud stands for Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery. Spud delivers the highest quality organic produce and the best locally sourced grocery items one can find directly to your doorstep. It's easy, it's convenient, and it supports your local economy. On every delivery day, Spud takes at least 100 cars off the road that would have otherwise been driving to the grocery store. Reduce your carbon footprint, save time, and save money when grocery shopping with Spud. Place your order today at spud.com. That's SPUD.com.
The Farmer Veteran Coalition is a nonprofit organization dedicated to provide veterans with resources, education, and technical assistance to prepare them to become successful farmers. After serving their country, many veterans are interested in working with the land but do not have a background in farming or ranching. Help the Farmer Veteran Coalition to assist veterans in starting a new career in sustainable agriculture. For more information, please visit farmvetco.org. That's farmvetco.org.
Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut.
And we are back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Ronnie Palomar.
The lime in the coconut. Who picked
there
that?
There is nothing that is not fun about that song. That song is like instant happiness.
Wow. Make them both together, put the lime in the coconut.
We're talking about cutting edge organic, which includes Mark singing. Health and convenience delivered. We had the CEO of Spud, spud.com, on the show, Peter Van Stalk, telling us how that world of home delivery and office delivery is changing rapidly. And and we talked about juicing, and I guess Mark had his produce share this morning. He is from the world of produce. What's going on? What's in season with Mark Mulcahy?
Well, because I knew the topic of the show, I picked out a few things that I had a pretty good idea would be in the box and what I like to use a lot this time of year. And so I asked Earl to look at the availability and the value and the cost of some of the things that you might be juicing right now.
And that's Earl Herrick.
And that's Earl Herrick, the voice of the San Francisco produce market from Earl's Organic in San Francisco, California. Earl, are you on the line?
Good morning.
Hey, Earl.
Hello,
welcome
Earl.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Wonderful to be here.
Well, it's
good morning.
Great to have you, Earl. So we've been kind of focusing a little bit on juicing today on the show and on home delivery and fresh vegetables. And this is a time of year when a lot of people seem to either want to be juicing or doing cleanses or things like that as we start going into spring. And so I was wondering, what's going on in the marketplace for some of those things like celery and ginger and carrots
fennel.
and and fennel and greens beets and things like that. What's it looking like that if people wanted to start a juicing program or people wanted to start a cleansing program, what are those things looking like now?
Well, you know, spring cleaning, it's for all of us to do, and it's a great time. We've seen some, bad weather come through, weather gets stabilized. When that happens, crops get stable. We still see some high prices, particularly celery, cucumbers, kale. I think part of that is just the demand remains very high, so the price is going to remain high, whereas other items like carrots and parsley and potatoes and onions have really stabilized, and of course you have a whole line of fruit that is very stable. So right now is, I think you got to judge that by how much do you really want to juice, and do you want to go on a big fast or a small fast? One of the things to consider, I think, is that the cost of a couple apples and beets and carrots is a fraction of what it's going to be on a sit-down meal. So, that's a bargain right there. And also, if you have an opportunity to buy it direct, whether it's a home delivery or going right to your distributor, you're going to get a great value buying in bulk, buying by the full case. So prices have stabilized mostly, other than a couple of items. I like to juice fast personally, and when you throw a couple apples and some citrus, That's pretty much of a bargain.
Well, speaking of citrus, Earl, are the Valencias finally good? Because I know we've been waiting on some good citrus for juicing.
Well, we actually, the product is still coming out of Mexico. The California deal will probably start in maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And I had some this morning. I compared two different Valencias, and one of them had great flavor. So I think we're starting to see the turn here. Now, again, you can mix that Valencia with a nice piece of mandarin or tangelo or grapefruit, and you get a lot of zip and a lot of character in that juice.
Yeah, I love that. You said that a few weeks ago on the show, that if something is not quite ripe, that you bought it, you find it, it's not, perfect, juicing allows you to mix something else within it. You can add any kind of vegetable and any kind of fruit, and whatever's not quite ripe yet or not quite perfect in juicing, it all blends together. You can add some really ripe, juicy, sweet pieces of fruit to it, and it just puts the sunshine on your juice. I really love that. And Mark, you were saying this is the time of the beginning of the year, losing some pounds, boosting your immune system. I'm under the weather. I can't wait to go home with the box here and juice for 2 days, and I know I will feel better. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. One of the great things, too, is that when you do focus on juicing and fasting, if you will, that it frees up a lot of time. And I bet you'll discover that you have a wealth of energy, too, as soon as you start getting through that detox.
Yeah, Mark that was making fun of me. I was saying, when I have a one-week juice fast or fast, the time I save is actually noticeably surprising. I'm like, wow, between shopping and cutting and cooking, and I love cooking, but there is a lot of time spent each day around food, which is good, but juicing gives you that super nutrition. It doesn't have to be a butter croissant and or coffee in the morning, and it gives you that sustained energy. Really wonderful, Mark.
Oh yeah, no, I think
you couldn't agree more.
I think you guys are right on track, and I'm really surprised that I just haven't thought of these things, before. So, anyway, Earl, always a pleasure to have you on the show. As you know, we look forward to having you next week. And I can't wait to hear what we're going to be talking about next week.
And actually, we had Peter Van Stalk, the CEO of Spud, who in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco Bay Area, delivers your produce, right? That's a way, if people listen to the show and they are in the wider Bay Area here in San Francisco and they want to buy Earl's Organic Produce, besides walking up to Earl's Organic Produce in San Francisco at the produce market, which anyone can do and get at wholesale prices, a flat or a box or whatever, they might want to buy. Spud.com offers you to buy all Earl organic, local organic produce.
And there are some huge Earl fan out there. I get so many people, fan mail and fan comments about loving Earl. It's like, it should be the Earl show.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's kind of the Earl show.
You know, Spud's been a customer, a good, steady customer of ours for a number of years. They do a great job, and definitely look them up on the website and take advantage of what they offer.
Yes.
Thanks, Earl. Great to have you.
And now, Sita, are you going to talk a little bit about making broth, something like that?
Oh, we did talk about making broth. Yes, yes, yes. I will redirect it on the Facebook page. Thanks for the shout-out,
Thank
Earl.
Earl. Thanks, Earl. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Go ahead.
Take care, Earl. You too.
And so since we had so much banter and such a lovely conversation with Earl, I will put up some tips on what to look for in your juicing vegetables when you're at the store.
I love that. I love that. And I've got one to add, too, about citrus, Mark. So let's collaborate and share our tips.
Sounds like a great idea.
Great. Well, we are just about out of time. But Helga, I'm sure you have something very sweet to sum up the whole organic movement for us.
Sure. Yeah. Helga's organic moment. I did want to share another moment that I had at the EcoFarm conference that all of us attended last month. It's a gathering of 1,600 plus farmers, chefs, policymakers, food educators, really everyone from every walk of life in the world of food, held every year in January for 4 days at the Asiloma grounds in Monterey. EcoFarm, eco-farm.org for more information. There's an annual seed swap, a room full of people exchanging seeds every year. There's actually nothing to buy. People are simply trading or exchanging their favorite heirloom variety of seeds, vegetable, legumes, and so on. I had breakfast the next morning, and next to me sat this young fellow, maybe 20 or so years old, who shared his excitement about that seed swap the night before. He pulled out maybe 30 or so little paper envelopes from his bag and started to go through his heirloom seeds, holding them, looking at them, thinking about them, perhaps where he might plant them in the spring. He got so lost in his world that he actually forgot that he was in a conversation with me. For a few minutes, he was completely captivated by his seeds, and every minute passing confirmed further how much he loved those seeds. It was such a sweet moment for me, a 20-year-old, being that fascinated about seeds and maybe not yet realizing that what he was holding in his hands actually was his own future. And that's my organic moment.
That is very inspiring.
And I can see how he can do that.
Yes, Mark, you don't walk out of the house with a pocket full of sunshine with a pocket full of seeds.
I was just looking for my seeds in my backpack just so I could get them out here for that moment, and I just couldn't find them quick enough.
Well, I do have to say, I happened to be sitting in on that conversation and I saw these seeds, and they were exquisitely
little bird
beautiful.
Eggs, like speckled.
They were speckled, and interestingly enough, I had gotten a text message from Mark that very day with those same seeds, because he picked up those same seeds at the seed swap. So we'll make sure to put those on Facebook. They are stunning.
And by the way, the name of that seed that you saw that just looked like little dinosaur eggs that he was so enamored with and that you loved, Sita, was called a tekomari, T-E-K-O-M-A-R-I. It's a half runner bean. And we'll put a picture up on it.
Half runner bean.
Half runner bean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And speaking of the future and youth and holding the future in our hands, we have a great show coming up next week.
I know. We've been wanting to do this show for many, many months. And our associate producer, Kristen Ponger, has found the perfect guests for our show on youth activists.
Actually, just to outline in a few seconds, it's an incredible story of two girls, I believe, who realized that their Girl Scout cookies that they were selling contained palm oil, and researched the world of palm oil production and realized that the very cookies that they were selling actually were part of destroying the very future of these two girls and the environment where that palm oil was made. And there's more to it. Fascinating. That's next week.
And I believe it is our 200th episode.
Yay.
No.
So,
really?
I don't feel a day over 195.
Oh, no, we got to cut that. It's not. Kristen Ponger, our associate producer. No.
No, it's actually our 199th.
Oh, it's the 199th show. So don't miss it. Youth activism next week here on An Organic Conversation.
Well, That was this week's edition of An Organic Conversation. Thanks for listening.
An Organic Conversation is a proud production of the Organic Media Network. Associate producer, Kristen Ponger. Studio engineer, Robert Costa. Underwriting production, Mark Van Gelder. Thank you all.
If you missed parts of this show or for any other episode, go to iTunes or anorganicconversation.com.
And you can follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/anorganicconversation.
We're your hosts, Helge Helberg,
Mark Mulcahy,
and Sita Ronnie Palomar.
And we'll be back right here, same place, same time next week. See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.